Jason, participant 5010. All right, and we are going to start by actually looking at our friend Robot here. Did you notice? All right, so our robot friend is going to introduce himself. But sometimes our robot takes a while because he falls asleep. Do you ever fall asleep into a nap and then it takes you so long to wake up?
Wait, do you hear that? I think he woke up.
Hi, I'm Jibo.
Oh,
and I'm a social robot.
That's my baby sister.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Jibo. That's also my baby sister.
Wow.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Kason.
Jibo.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
I also like blue.
You also like blue?
That's so cool.
It's a good color. It's my favorite color too.
Alrighty, let's get started.
Okay, now we have the go-ahead from Jibo. Why don't you press a buzzer for me? I wonder which one he's going to pick. Oh, the blue one, your favorite color, and that's my favorite sound too.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know your ABCs?
Yes.
All right. So why don't you tell me the letter in the picture that you see?
Apple.
Mm-hmm. What's that letter?
A. Boy.
Mm-hmm.
B. Cookies and C. Duck and E.
Is this an E? Think about the A. Sing the ABCs. What letter could this be?
D.
Good job.
E.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
Elephant.
Have you ever seen one of those before?
I only see them on TV, but no.
Really? Mm-hmm. They don't walk around your neighborhood?
No.
No? Mine either.
A fish and
do you know what this letter is?
H.
Close. It does have lines, but what makes the sound at the beginning of fish?
E. I can't tell.
That's okay. It's F. Can you say that?
F.
Good.
G.
Good job.
And tar.
Good job.
House and I
think you may have said this letter before. Can you go through your ABCs? You can say them aloud if it helps.
I maybe.
Not yeah. Close. It's H.
Oh, H. Okay.
Now what's this one? You just said it.
I.
Good job. What's this?
Pink.
Frozen water. What is frozen water?
It's cold.
Cold? And does it make a cube?
Yeah, and also when you put hot water on it, it turns into water.
Melts. Good job.
Juice and you.
So close. It's J. Can you say J?
J. Key and A, B, I just can't. That's kind of tricky.
It is kind of tricky. It's K. Can you say K?
K. Leave and hey, my baby sister has one of those step soles.
Oh, so cool. It's L. Can you say L?
L.
What about this?
I have, but I just can't know the.
It's okay. Just repeat after me. M.
M.
Good. It's kind of similar.
Nose and. Probably. It's kind of tricky.
Can you say N?
And orange.
Very good.
Fork, spoon, plate, and
What letter does plate start with? So close, you got it. It's a P.
P. Baby. Doug, you.
This is a hard one. So you can repeat after me. Q.
Q.
What sound does a duck make?
Quack, quack.
Good. Have you seen this letter before?
I have, but I don't know what its name is, but I do know this is crown.
Good. R. Can you say R?
R.
What color crayons do you know?
Blue, green, red, yellow, black, brown, pink, purple, and yeah, that's all I know.
That's pretty good. All right. What about Flitter? Have you seen it before?
See, it starts with my name, so C A S. Inspire.
There you go.
S Inspire.
It's curvy like a snake.
S and spider.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about spiders?
I only like when they're nice and they don't buy anything, but I hate the ones that are creepy and bite.
Me too.
And when they're gross.
Oh, don't get me started. I don't like those gross mean spiders either. Only the nice ones, right? Wait, what would you do if you had 8 legs?
I probably freak out.
Freak out? There's so many things you could do with 8 legs. How fast would you run?
Like, I would, like, do some stuff for a couple minutes, but then I think.
We would miss having just 2 legs.
I would, but then I just can't tell.
You would beat everyone in tag, though. Oh, that could be fun. All right, have you seen this letter before?
A table and I can't. H?
Close, it does kind of have a line like H. But do you know what the T sound is?
T.
There you go. You said this one before.
You.
Good job. What's that?
Umbrella.
Very good.
Vacuum. And.
V.
tricky.
I know, it is very tricky. Why don't you repeat after me? V.
V. V. V. V. V. V. Truck. And before I tell you this letter, my dad has this watch, and it shows you how much the sun that, like, it's like goes down and then it comes all the way up and then.
Whoa, that's so cool.
That's what my dad has.
That's awesome.
Has that kind of
your
one.
Dad sounds so cool.
Yeah.
It's a hard letter, but it looks like two U's put together.
Yeah. U maybe?
W.
Yeah. That was that more tricky for me.
Oh, definitely.
Bones and X.
Good job. You knew that one.
Yogurt, strawberry, and Y.
Good.
Zebra and I know zebra starts with this, but I just don't know what its letter is.
Z.
Z. Z. Z. Z. Z.
Good job. Why don't you press a buzzer?
Okay.
You're doing great.
You both think you're doing great too. Which one are you gonna press this time?
Since I punch blue. This is also my favorite color.
100 minutes.
Wow. Now, have you ever counted before?
Yes.
All right. You're gonna tell me what number you think is next. So what's it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Wait, what's the next one?
15, 16, 17. Oh, 20!
20, how did we get there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hey!
I know, Jibo likes to sometimes show some signs and fun things on the screen.
What a mind of his own.
I know. He just wants to play.
21. 25, not 25.
How did we get there? What do you think is after this number?
I'm on limits.
A robot just showed a robot. What do you think is after 25? Do you know any numbers that are higher than that?
20,
it's okay if not.
20. 30!
30.
14? I mean 40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
Whoa, you know big numbers. What's this?
200. 500.
Whoa.
1 million.
Close, it's a little bit smaller than that.
It's kind of tricky.
10 100s. I'm not sure about
that. 10 100.
But we call it 1,000.
Oh, 1,000. I heard one number says that.
Wow. Pretty big. Why don't you hit another buzzer for us?
Okay.
Jibo, show us those fireworks again. Nice. All right, now we're on to some pictures. All right. So, I have one rock.
Okay.
And now I have two of them. What would you call two of them?
Three rocks.
Three?
Yes.
How many are here?
Two.
Okay. So, I have one rock, and then I have two of them. I have two.
Three.
What? What would you call them if there were two of them? If you know this is one rock,
snail rocks.
Good job. This is a, now these will have some funny words in here, okay? So we're gonna call this a yag. All right. Yeah. So I have one yag.
Okay.
And then I have two of them. So that means I have two
yags.
Good job. Now this is also a silly one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I have one kel. Now I have two of them. I have two
kels.
Good job. You know what this is.
Slide.
Good job. Now I have two of them.
Two slides.
Good job. This is another silly word. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One pipe. Can you say that?
Pipe.
Good job. Now I have two of them.
Two pipes.
Good job.
Purse.
That's right. We're going to call it a bag, though, okay? One bag. Now two.
Two bags.
Good job. This is another silly one. One yawk. Can you say yawk?
Yawk.
So I have one yawk, and now I have two of them.
Two yawks.
Good job. All right. More silly ones, just one after the other. One smide. Can you say that?
Smide.
I have one smite, now I have two of them.
Two smites.
Good job. All right.
Bell and two bells.
Good job.
Lamp.
That's right, it is a lamp, but we're going to call it a light, okay?
Light.
So I have one light, now I have two of them.
And I have two lights.
Good job.
Cup. You have two cups.
This is a weird one. Okay. I have one brib. Can you say brib?
Brib.
Okay. I have one brib. Now two of them.
Yeah, two bribs.
Good job. Another weird one. I have one mip.
Mip.
So I have one mip. Can you say mip?
Mip.
Okay. Now I have two of them.
Two mips.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is my favorite silly word, okay?
Yeah.
I have one foo. One foo.
Foo.
So I have one foo, and now I have two of them.
Yeah, two foos. Bread.
For me, this is a snack. So I have one snack, and now I have two of them.
You have two snacks. Baby crib.
Mm-hmm. Let's just call it a crib.
Crib.
One crib, and now I have two of them.
Two cribs.
This is a weird one. I have one duck.
Duck.
Okay, I have one duck, and now I have two of them.
Two ducks. One shoe. Two shoes. Scrunchy band.
Kind of. We're gonna call it a scack. One.
Scack.
Scack. You see that?
Scack.
I have one skack, and now I have two of them.
You have two skaps.
All right.
Boat.
Right, we're going to call it a ship, though. Just this.
Ship.
I have one ship, and I have two of them.
You have two ships.
Very good. Hit a buzzer for me. Which one are you going to do this time? Have you pressed already? The blue. So many to choose from. Good. I felt like I needed a slow motion soundtrack to that. Okay, Jibo is gonna help us with this next game. So Jibo, tell us what to do.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Ooh, that's exciting.
What is this?
Oh, show us the picture again, Jibo. Jibo's being silly.
Yeah.
He just wants you to have super fast vision. Would you ever have that as a superpower, super fast? You can see everything?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. There it is. Why don't you tell me what's in that picture that you see?
Tiger boy. A fish, maybe? Insect.
Do you need to scoot up a little bit? Can you see it well enough?
You can get closer if you want.
Yeah, definitely. There's room.
Just tell us everything you see.
No, good.
Okay, well, there's a lot there. What do you see here?
A fish.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what this is?
A bird.
Okay. What are these things?
Tiger and a boy.
Mm-hmm. And what's that? Is that a boy too?
Yes.
What type of animal is that next to the boy?
Tiger.
Tiger? What's a tiger doing in a boat with a boy?
Two words, taken to its home or just its adoption.
Oh, that sounds interesting. If you had to tell your little sister a bedtime story about this lion and this picture, what would you say?
I probably tell her about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all kind of it I can do.
Where did that lion come from?
I don't know.
That's okay. There are a lot more pictures we can look through. So, Kiba, why don't you show us the next picture and look at something new? Alright. What do you see there? There's a lot going on there.
Boy, a paper kite.
What's this?
Car.
Mm-hmm. What are all those?
Pillows.
What's he holding?
A paper kite.
Mm-hmm. And what's that in the background?
Airplane.
Do you see anything over here? Kind of small, I know.
A fish.
Oh, you have good eyes. Thank you. Would you do this?
No, but I kind of keep my room. Sometimes I might kind of keep it kind of messy, kind of.
Oh, really? Do you have your own room?
No, because I sleep with Addie. That's my sister's name.
Is she messy?
Not really.
You're the messy one then?
No, she's kind of messy sometimes.
Aren't we all? Do you see anything else in this picture?
Can't really tell.
Yeah, it's kind of small. Let's look at the next picture. Kibo, can you put the third picture up for us, please?
Yes.
Alright, Kibo just wants to help us. What do you see in this silly picture?
Oh, heck no, it's an octopus.
What is that doing there?
I don't know, but it is in the bed.
Mm-hmm. What else do you see?
A boy. It kind of looks like the boy from the second picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it kind of does.
What is he wearing?
he's wearing? Before I say it, I freaking see a mouse in his room.
Whoa.
Right there.
Right there? Do you see another one anywhere?
No, no, right there.
There you go.
He's wearing a...
Let me see, what is that? What is she holding?
A light bulb.
Oh.
Book.
Mm-hmm.
A book.
Do you know what this is called?
It's like a clipboard.
Very good. You're doing awesome. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture? Or you want to move on to the next picture?
You see these, they're kind of like science.
Yeah.
These three.
Pretty science-y. Do you want to do that when you grow up?
Yes. That's all I can tell.
Okay, well, we have another picture for you. All right, Debo, why don't you put the fourth one up for us? Awesome. Okay, this is the last one we're going to look at with Debo, okay?
A girl, a mushroom. Hi, Charlie. I can't tell what these two are.
That's okay.
I see.
What's that back there?
A leaf?
Mm-hmm. What's in the sky?
Clouds.
And what's this over here? Can you tell what that is?
A shovel.
And what do you use a shovel for?
To dig a hole.
Alright. Do you see anything else in this picture?
I see fence, I see a tree kind of much, I see it's freaking three slops. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa.
That's all I can tell.
Okay, well, you are doing so great. Wow. Are there any more pictures to show us, Debo?
No.
All right. Thanks for your help, Debo. Why don't you go ahead and press the buzzer for us?
You're doing an awesome job.
Whoa. Awesome. There's a few more pictures we're going to look at, and we can go explore the rest of Hosai, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Now, you're going to see a picture, and I'm going to ask you what he's doing, then... How do you do it?
He's brushing his teeth, and how I do is do water, put the toothpaste on, put it back in the water, and start brushing my teeth.
So good.
He's washing his hands, and what I do with my hands is turn on the water, wash them for a couple minutes, and then put on the soap and then wash them and put on the soap again.
Whoa, you are really good with hygiene.
He's tying his shoes, and I'm not really good at tying shoes.
That's okay. Have you ever tried to do it before?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the steps?
Kind of looked like a face. One looked like a face. One looked like a monkey noodle. Those are one of the puppets. Also, me and my sister has one. She has a Star Puppets orange and it has sticks pops on it. And I have a blue puppet. It's a heart and it has 8 stripes on it, the pop.
Whoa. That's so cool.
And we got it from the candy shop, and I can't really tell.
Great.
He's doing cereal. Mm-hmm. And how I do it is get my favorite kind, pour it in, poured in the bowl pit milk in, but sometimes they're heavy, so I asked my mom and dad to do it. And get a spoon and start eating.
Awesome. What is your favorite cereal?
It's Cinnamon Crunch. Crunch, and it's this kind of has like the green circle and blue circle and red circle and purple circle.
Oh, sounds delicious.
And before I tell you, this pitch don't look like he was pouring the cereal I talked about.
Oh, wow.
He's pitting on his clothes, and how I put on my clothes is, first with the shirt, I put my head through, put it through the hole, put my arms through. How I do with my pants is put a foot in, put the other foot in, then pull it up, and then how I do my socks is put the sock in. Sometimes it's kind of tricky, so I fix it, then I pull it up, and then I do the other one. And also, sometimes I fold them, and I'll tell you in a minute.
Wow, you are super good at explaining things.
She's making a cupcake, and I never made a cupcake.
Have you ever made cookies before?
Like, I have, but I just don't know what the ingredients are. I just
don't. Do you remember any steps? Maybe you don't know what goes into them, but what's this called when you put them together?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where do you put the milk?
These are the only ingredients I know. Strawberry, strawberry ice cream, chocolate, ice cream, vanilla, and banana.
Wow. What if you could all put them all together and have them melt and it'd be like a soup, ice cream soup? That actually doesn't sound that good, does it? It's good in theory.
I might give it a bite, and then when it tastes good, I might eat all of it.
Oh yeah, definitely. It'd be gone in 5 seconds. Yeah. What's happening here?
He's painting the sun, and that's the only picture he makes.
How do you paint? What do you need?
Sometimes I get one crown, and dip it into paint, and then draw, and then it looks kind of cool.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
But sometimes I use just the crown and just the paint.
Wow.
Sometimes I do that.
You sound like quite the artist. Maybe we'll see your work in a museum one day. That'd be cool.
A spoon doing his seatbelt, and how I do my seatbelt is get the lock, get it, pull it, and then just ding it right in.
Awesome.
A girl feeding a teddy bear, and I...
Would you do that?
I would, but I do not have a freaking teddy bear, but my sister does. She calls her Christmas because she kind of looks like Christmas.
Wow, that sounds fun. Is Christmas your favorite time of the year?
She likes it, and also I kind of like it, but it has, it's still cute, but it's kind of scary. It has like one red eye and one green eye on the, and on the foot it has a green foot and a red foot.
What if the red eye just saw regular things and the green eye was X-ray vision?
Actually, it does not ever stare at my sister. It freaking stares at me because it can stare at anyone, and it keeps staring at me every single day when I see it.
Do you think the green eye can see right through you?
Both of them can see me. Definitely. Oh, no. Definitely.
Wait, what if the green eye can, is X-ray vision and the red eye can read your mind? Okay, right. Maybe I should then go to the little fair.
I'd probably be passed out.
Aw. It's okay, but it's like a really nice bear. The bear just wants to read your mind to know what you want for Christmas. So we can whisper in Santa's ear.
Ooh.
Exactly. All right, well, you have done so good. Why don't you press all the buzzers at once? Can you do that? Do you have...
Yes.
You can use your arms.
Okay.
I'll take this out of the way for you. Whoa! Good job. All right, Jibo. Thank you for all of your help. It was so fun playing with you today. You did awesome. You were doing science today. You were a little scientist.
Great job.